This is Valley Edition. I'm Joe Moore. There's a new multi-part documentary out on California's agriculture community and its existential battles over water. It debuted last week with its first episode, and another one is coming this Thursday on Valley PBS. Filmmaker Jeff Aiello joins us, as well as Elizabeth Laval with Valley PBS. Elizabeth, I want to start with you. It's always interesting to hear where a project comes from and its origins in that case. How long has this project been in the works?
Well, Joe, as you can imagine, any kind of project that has to do with water in the Central Valley has to go through a lot of iterations to get to the right format. So about almost 3 years ago, we were sitting down trying to figure out how could we tell this story in a way that would not only say what people are hearing in news bites now, but how we got to now. And that would, of course, require that we went back and looked at the history and all the battles that have gone on, not just in the last 10 years or even 20 years, but over the last century. So then it evolved into a multi-part documentary, and it started and stopped a few times. You know, when we were in drought, it was a very different story than it is today that you see here on Valley PBS.
How much did TapTap change this because of that, with the massive rain that we had this year?
90% of the show changed. It was much more, because we really only had footage being on television. You have to show something. Well, we had the historical photos. We have all of that sort of thing. But honestly, the footage was dry, because every year since we had started the project, we had gotten no water. And so I would say that about 90% of the footage was reshot in the last year.
I want to bring in filmmaker Jeff Aiello now into the conversation. Jeff, how did you get involved in this project?
Well, I started working with Valley PBS at the beginning of the year, doing a series called Outside with Greg Aiello, who's my brother, and it's a new travel adventure travel show. So I was up and working with them on that. And then right after the beginning of the year, when it was clear that the drought had changed, and now here we are with the most epic rainfall we've had on record. And so PBS came to me and they said, hey, would you help us kind of redo this? We have to repackage it. We kind of have to redo it because the narrative has changed because we have all this water now. And I loved the topic. I've always wanted to kind of dive into a big, meaty, heavy topic like this. And I did. And the more I went down the rabbit hole, the more I loved it.
So there's so many different ways you can go with an issue as broad as water in California. How did you come to this particular avenue? Did you intend to essentially tell agriculture's story? Is that the thesis of this project? What's the overall theme here?
Well, first of all, Jeff can speak to the content a little bit more, but honestly, you know, PBS has requirements, just as you do here at NPR. And it's our mission always to tell both sides of the story. This is not just some rhetoric that's in our handbook. It's really the way we handle projects. So all of our local projects are based on the fact that we're going to talk to all sides as possible, as much as possible. There's always somebody else. But we're really going to gather information from all avenues, present it to the viewers in a way that lets them make informed decisions. And so Jeff's mandate was, make it fair, make it right, let the viewers decide for themselves. However it comes out, if the facts tend to speak for themselves in one direction over another, that is just, it's without any color. No one in the funding side or anyone else has had any input into what the content's about.
And there's a lot of big moving parts with water. And before I really dove into it, I decided, you know, if we're going to do a 3-hour, first of all, the opportunity to do 3 hours of television to tell this is great from a filmmaker standpoint, because you get to be patient with the storytelling and really dive in and give time to the topics as they need it. I also didn't want to go too deep and lose viewers. So I wanted to just keep it to the big moving parts and explain the two major water projects that make up the state of California, the CVP, the Central Valley Project for Ag, and the state water project for people. And so we did history, we explained the two projects, and then we broke it down into the next layer we broke it down into was the environmental revolution of the 70s and the passage of the Endangered Species Act in 70. That changed dramatically those two pieces of infrastructure and how they're used. That story has to be told. The third episode will get into more of solutions. How do we figure this out all together? How do we work together? Because right now, we're not working together in a state. We're not. And ag's feeling a tremendous squeeze from environmental regulations. They are. That's a fact. And so we have to, ag has to do a better job of communicating its message. And I think this film helps in that. This film is not an agent of theirs, but it helps get a story out that hasn't been widely, you know, displayed in the mainstream media in California, let's say.
This is one of the most polarized issues in California. Do you see anywhere in talking with the people that you did talk to that there is common ground or any signs of light there that maybe there might be some way to bring people together?
I think what it comes down to, so I think you're going to always have, just like with any politically charged battle, you're going to have the fringes on either side are going to be pretty dead set. They're not going to move, right? So in California, your primary voter base is in the population centers in the state, which tend to go left or liberal. And I think there's a lot of people in that segment, if they were to understand and know the true story of what's happening in the Central Valley to the Central Valley grower and agriculture in general, they might be swayed to change or consider looking at issues, regulations, and future laws in a different way. And I think that's where the possibility is for some sort of common ground. You know, right now, the state has two, as I said before, two water systems. So it has two straws in a cup, right? It has a straw for ag, and it has a straw for people. That's the State Water Project and the Central Valley Project. After the 70s and into the 80s, 90s, and now, a third straw, the environment, has been placed in that cup, right? But the cup was only built for two straws. So that's where the stress point is. So we've got to figure out how does that stress point, how is it relieved? And that's going to happen with, I think, when people start to understand that, as I just described in a simple way, that story.
We're talking with filmmaker Jeff Aiello as well as Elizabeth Laval with Valley PBS about this new documentary, and a multi-part documentary, I should say. It's called Tapped Out, The History and Battle Over Water in the San Joaquin Valley. It's on Valley PBS. It debuted last Thursday night, but if you didn't catch it last Thursday night, you can actually see episode one this Thursday night. Explain what's coming up this Thursday night, Elizabeth.
Exactly. At 7 o'clock, we'll re-air episode one into the new episode two. And so every Thursday for the rest of May, we'll be doing that. The following week, you'll see re-air of episode two into three, and the following week, three into four. And also Sundays at 1 p.m., you'll catch that week's episode as well. Besides that, after the episodes run, the second time, we'll be putting it up on our website.
Great opportunity to check it out there. One of the things that's really remarkable about this is just the cinematography. I mean, you have some great shots. Tell me about that. You had also great conditions this year with all this rain to get some incredible photography. Tell us about that.
So when we set out to shoot this, and we knew we had to reshoot a lot of it because we had so much water footage, I thought and felt that, excuse me, I thought and felt that utilizing drones would be a great way to do this, because one of the things I wanted to do at the very beginning was I wanted to make the environment itself one of the cast members of the documentary. We were going to have plenty of talking heads, right? We're going to have plenty of people with their views and opinions on both sides, which we do. But the one cast member that's very important that doesn't get a voice is the land, right, and the water. And so we set out to sort of film that in such a way that it kind of brings it to life as much as you can, using, I think, powerful musical cues, and then just really covering all over the valley, shooting a lot of drone footage, and it kind of helps that narrative as you're hearing these talking heads and you're hearing these good points. And there's great points on both sides of this, by the way, throughout the film, especially in episode two coming up. Episode two coming up has a lot of great counterpoints that you might have saw in episode one from the environmental side, which are very compelling. But that's the cinematography. We really put a lot into that. And deployed some brand new drone technology to do it.
How much has that changed your line of work?
Oh, it's a lot. If you were to do this project, you know, 10 or 15, 20 years ago, shooting as much aerial as we did wouldn't have been possible with budgets, you know, if we were shooting with helicopters. So the fact that we can shoot that same kind of quality, and in some cases better quality, with drones now, for a drone that costs $4,000 with a nice camera on it, it's pretty impressive.
We have a couple clips from the show. Let's go ahead and play the first one we have here. Jeff, what is this one that we're about to hear?
One of the people we interviewed, David Sayers, is a PhD in hydrology and geology, a Fresno County citrus grower, and an environmentalist.
Wow.
All in one.
Trifecta.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. From a television producer standpoint, he was gold. And so I loved this guy. He's featured prominently at the beginning and end of episode 1 and 2. And I think what we're going to play is sort of the opening monologue to episode 2.
Let's listen.
What on an instantaneous basis is sort of necessary to keep you alive? What are those things? Well, the first one is oxygen. The second one is water. And the third one is food. Now, if you look at oxygen, how much do you pay for oxygen? You don't. You just breathe it in. What about water? What is water worth? What does it cost? Well, if you're in a municipal area, it probably costs you somewhere on the order of about a tenth of a cent a gallon. And that's water that you can drink right now and not get sick, which is an amazing thing.
And that goes on and in the actual documentary that we'll hear again Thursday night on Valley PBS. How do you find somebody like that?
Well, it was interesting. I went to the Public Policy Institute of California. They did a forum or a workshop here in Clovis, the PPIC, and they do a lot of good study work trying to figure out a way to get to some scientific solutions to these problems for water in California. I went to Elizabeth and I both went to the meeting here in Clovis, and I thought it would be a great way to use that forum as an audition room. So I just sat back with my notepad and watched people come up and talk, or people take questions, or people that were panelists. And then after they were done speaking, I would approach him. He's one of the people that I saw there.
There's a lot of experts on an issue like this, and just as talking about this from our perspective and being in media as well, a lot of them may be very knowledgeable, but are also maybe a little dry or a little wonky. Was that a challenge to try to get people who can explain something succinctly and in real language?
Yeah, I mean, I tried. Another design element of the film was to not go to politicians. So we do have one politician, and that would David Rogers. And to be fair, I didn't invite him. he jumped, and he did great. David, if you're listening, you were great. But he kind of jumped in the car with somebody else, and then when he was there, I said, yeah, let's shoot you. And then he had some great stuff to say. But by design, I wanted to stay away from that. I wanted this to have boots on the ground people that are dealing with, you know, that are fighting for the environment on that side, and that are, you know, the growers and the ag guys that are, you know, trying to grow the food we eat. And so I was pretty meticulous about who I selected based on that. I didn't run into any problems, really. Everybody I chose was really strong.
Let's go ahead now and listen to the second clip. Who is this?
I think we're going to be hearing from Eric Wilson, who started My Job Depends on Ag, the very popular Valley Facebook page.
Let's listen.
You know, in the big scope of things, you're not talking about a big area producing that much food for a country. And the reason is the soil and the climate, and until lately, our infrastructure. We're allowed to use it. And we've been able to feed this country. And the crops that are going to disappear first, they're not some exotic foods that a minority eats. It's fruits and vegetables and nuts. It's a very important part of the American diet.
Los Angeles, you get your water from the same pumps we do, in the same locations. If they're not running, you're going to have to pay a fine if your city doesn't reduce its water consumption by 25%. And the water was physically there, people. It was physically there. It could be put in and parked and saved for you and for me, but it's not.
And turning now to Elizabeth Laval, the series that you're doing is three parts of a produced documentary, but there's also a fourth part. Tell me about that, because it actually happened, or at least was produced last night.
It was. So when Jeff produced the documentary, of course, we wanted it to be something that could be utilized, you know, as you do. We want them to be educational. And we didn't get into everything that's happening right now. We wanted the documentary to raise more questions than it answered. And so we conducted a panel last night. It was taped last night to air in that fourth episode slot on May the 25th. And we had experts and a moderator and let folks just basically have a conversation. You'll note that it's called Tapped Out, a Conversation. It wasn't a question and answer session as much as it was kind of a dialogue across the room of differing points of view. And we hope that we can do that in the future, maybe in 6 months or a year, come back and see, well, what has progressed? What's different? What's better? And really, a lot of the focus started on storage. They talked about storage quite a bit. And strangely, you'll find that there are viewpoints that you wouldn't expect out of the people that were on the panel.
We've got about a minute left. Again, tell us where people can find this and how the series runs out.
So Valley PBS, over the air or on Comcast or DirecTV, any way you find it, we are airing on Thursdays. The first run episode airs at 8. The previous week's episode airs at 7. It also runs on Sunday at 1. But after the week of the episode, you'll be able to find all of it on valleypbs.org/tappedout forever.
Well, we certainly look forward to it, and great job. It looks like a beautiful finished product. Again, Elizabeth Laval and Jeff Aiello, filmmaker behind Tapped Out, the history and battle over water in the San Joaquin Valley. Thanks so much for both of you joining us today.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.